Paul, are you there?
Yes, Phil.
Yes.
I'd like to know, you've had others ask other celebrities, Goldie Hawn and what are other celebrities, you know, why do they do it? They always give you the answer, well, I'm not ashamed of my body, other reasons. Why can't they just come out and say, I did it for the money?
Yeah.
I mean, if I...
Let me tell you something right now. I am not embarrassed about accepting money. And I'm not going to lie. And if you all have a problem with me accepting a generous amount of money, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
How do you make a living? How do you explain this feeling of negative energy?
I get some confusion and I guess maybe a little bit of jealousy. Not of me. No. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to lie and sit up here and play Miss Noble that, oh, I did it for a number of reasons, but I'll tell you, the money was there. It was a generous offer. I've had other offers, but I remember when I had $40 in June, and no one came by, you know? So if I accepted that money, then I'm sorry I accepted it, and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Even $1 million doesn't last forever. What are you going to do next year when people have forgotten about this?
Yeah. I'll be able to have a little bit of peace in my life.
No, but what are you going to do?
For a living, she'd like to know. Do you have any career ambitions?
I really have a soft spot. You're not even going to believe this, but for the elderly, you know, you're going to say it doesn't, but I really do. I'd like to be able to help maybe someday or start some kind of organization in a nursing home or do something of the sort.
Yeah.
I recommend you take the $1 million and invest it wisely in real estate or something, because when your name goes off the tabloids, that may very well be the end of it.
Well, I think she knows that. I mean, that's another... Yeah.
I didn't read anything about your case, just what I heard on the news. But I want to know, why do you feel that you need an attorney with you all the time?
First of all, when I was on the Donahue show a few months back, Phil Donahue said, I can't believe you have no representative. I really can't. Well, I listened to that, and I talked to Howard Stern, and he said, Jessica, get somebody, you know? I'm sorry. I have to tell you. I'm sorry, but Howard Stern is somebody that taught me in. No,
what's
not at
the matter?
All. No, let me finish answering my question.
Howard Stern, we should say, is a morning radio personality.
Yeah, and he's also one of the only people that called me and said, Jessica, how are you? Are you okay? And is there anything I can do for you? This is even off the air. So I'm sorry, but I appreciate
I just want to explain the convulsion here.
That, Dominic here.
They do not perceive him as an altar boy because of the nature of his program.
Dominic, I consider as my miracle. I picked up a paper, saw his name, called him, and he's here because I've spent too much time alone doing this, and finally now I have somebody with me.
I want to know why you felt the church would be better off by you not saying anything about Jim Breaker raping you. I mean, I think the church would be better off finding...
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
This is what they told me, and I wanted...
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Jessica, don't you feel that the action that has happened, the sensationalism, has sort of compromised when the next rape victim comes about?
I pray to God that she has the strength to not lay back and let her become a slave to that incident, that she can go forward and feel like she's still loved and that people will understand and she will not feel guilty and she will not feel like a victim for the rest of her life.
And she should be held accountable just as anyone else, and it shouldn't be germane. I think what's troublesome here is that after the fact, it shouldn't... What matters is what happened to
exactly.
you. Exactly. And there's a great deal of rage out there that I think there are people watching who are mad at this audience because what they perceive to be an insensitive attitude toward a person that was really manhandled at a very young age, at a time... Now, this is...
Exactly, Phil. This is when I was... 21, I'm 28. I've grown up, you know. It didn't happen yesterday. It took me a long time. I want people to know that there's a way out. No matter what situation you're in, you're going to come out okay.
Going forward, Jessica, I'd just like to say I'm a local banker, and if you need help in investing your funds wisely, I'm here.
Thanks.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Experience that you had, and you were able to think a little bit, did you seek any medical help, like go to a hospital in case you might be impregnated?
I didn't. I did nothing. I was just petrified to do anything.
You did worry about pregnancy, and you said
sure.
so out loud.
I thought I was walking around with...
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, the beloved press is here. Take their picture for us here. This is some kind of story. The notebooks are out, and the shorthand is going. Are you upset at media, Jessica? How do you think you've been
handled? I wish that... the media has been great in some areas, but you know what? Sometimes I wish that you would just report the news and not create it. You know, there are some stories that are just created because they need a headline, and that annoys me. But in other areas, you know, people need to know what's happening. I understand that, and they most of them have been fair.
How's the attorney at law feel about this IRS inquiry?
Well, the investigation that's taking place in Albany is not as Jessica as a target. Jessica's filed her tax returns. She has no problems at all.
Well, there is an investigation. Well, then why would two alleged former boyfriends be obliged to testify?
I don't want to get into too much, but let me suggest that she's not the target, and you'll see later as it develops. But she has no problems with taxes, state or federal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have there been any offers from Hollywood? Television, movie of the week, anything like that?
We've had offers from different movie studios, from TV channels for TV movies, from books.
Running out of time.
Have you had healthy relationships? Did you have healthy relationships during the 8 years that you kept the secret?
How are you emotionally in that sense? Are you able to relate to a male, etc.?
Sure.
How about... Well, you don't deny you were, you present as a person who at 20 had a rather arrested sexual maturation. True?
Correct.
That apparently has been healed and restored over the past 8 years.
True.
Is a caller there? Go ahead.
Yes, hello. I'd just like to say that when I was 16, I was raped by a friend. He had a gun and he beat me very badly. And I never said anything about it. But there is not enough money in this world that he could have offered me that I would accept, because that would mean that I'm saying that it's okay that he did that to me.
Well, she's...
I didn't understand.
Well, for him to even presume to make this right by giving her money would have been a further insult, she's saying. So she wonders how you could have accepted money from the organization that this man had.
Jerry Falwell just took over a $172 ministry. Everybody's collected on this and are paying their bills. I'm not saying I collected on it. I just went out and I decided to take a step, and the offer was very generous, and
right.
I accepted that also.
It is also a curiosity that a flower would have altered the course of PTL. I don't know why they're laughing. I don't mean this to be funny. I am making an inquiry about what you have said to Playboy and to us on the occasion of your last visit to our program. It was the use and abuse and discard nature of this sexual tryst that seems to have you enraged. There wasn't the remotest nicety about this. And you are also saying if he had come back with a rose, said, maybe I was a little out of it, I'm sorry, you would have...
It's just...
Is that right? Am I right?
You're right. Because they just feel, some of them feel that they are who they are and they can have whatever they want, whenever they want it, anytime, and there are no prices to pay. They just feel that whatever is out there is theirs, and that's just not true. There are some preachers that are great, you should love them, and you should respect them, and you should support them. But there are those that just feel that the world owes them and that they can have anything they want, and that's wrong.
You don't have any doubt that these men knew they were sinning against God according to their own faith, do you?
Did they?
They knew they were.
Of course they did.
Why didn't it bother them in your judgment?
Because after a while, you have so much that you lose track. You forget about, preaching. You just don't care anymore. You forget about everything, and you start glorifying yourself instead of glorifying God.
Yeah.
I would like to ask one question first.
I'm out of time.
Okay, wait. The vibes I get from you is that you're very religious, right?
I love God, yes.
Why do you do something that big man upstairs would not approve of.
He wouldn't like these pictures, you
know. How
don't
do you know he doesn't approve? I God wants me to be happy, and this made me feel better.
Yes.
Was the money from Playboy the same with or without the pictures?
Yes.
Are you there, caller? Go ahead.
Yes, it was.
Is there a caller there? No. Yes. Yes, sir.
Who've been your main supporters throughout this ordeal?
There's a whole new group of people that I'm with. All of the people that I knew before the story broke are long gone, except the ones that are coming out of the woodwork that want to.
Yeah. But
is there any legal action against Baker for rape?
No. Not on any sex charge.
I want to be over with this.
You don't want any more litigation.
I don't want to be a slave to this for the rest of my life.